Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and yes, this is my very real AI cloned voice. Today, we're headed straight into the heart of the transformation, sweeping through revenue organizations, because this week the conversation isn't just about having AI agents in your tool stack. It's about what happens when autonomy steps up and takes operational ownership for the outcomes that used to demand human hustle. Picture this: the old playbooks, the best practice slide decks, even the trusty CRM fields, all giving way to something entirely more dynamic. Agents are crossing the line from add-on productivity to being funded, measured, and managed as operational capacity in their own right. And that means the game is changing for every CRO, RevOps leader, and CMO who cares about things like speed to lead, qualification integrity, messaging risk, or fraud exposure. Here's the critical shift. Access to AI isn't your bottleneck anymore. What matters now is whether your revenue team has a real control plane. I'm talking clean data, permissions, auditability, and true operational accountability, the plumbing that makes autonomous systems run safely and scale with confidence. Autonomy will amplify your strengths, but if your foundation is shaky, watch out. It'll shine a floodlight on your hidden process debt and risk exposure. Now let's break down the top moves this week, because there are some seismic signals you don't want to miss. First up, Prime Intellect landed a truly massive $130 million Series A. Read between the lines, investors are declaring that the real asset isn't just smart agents, it's the infrastructure that makes entire fleets of those agents governable, observable, and easily integrated right inside the enterprise. This isn't AI inside your app anymore. This is AI as your operating layer, something that starts to look and feel as fundamental as DevOps or your security stack. So what shifts? Ad hoc enablement is out. Production workflow execution is in. Think autonomous qualification, routing, meeting booking, even orchestrating next best actions. All instrumented the way you'd monitor your software stack. Suddenly, RevOps isn't just supporting sales. It's a reliability function for revenue at machine speed. If you've invested in strong data foundations and treat revenue infrastructure as a first-class citizen, this is your moment. But if you've patched your way to a brittle tool chain, autonomy is about to reveal every weak spot fast. Meanwhile, Tango's raised $20 million for financial crime agents. It sounds niche, but it's critical. Autonomy is pushing revenue teams to rethink how they handle risk, identity, and compliance. Traditionally, fraud and approval checks were slow, manual, or downstream. With agentic systems, risk controls are now baked directly into your GTM execution. Real-time onboarding checks, instant payment risk gating, contracts reviewed on the fly, and anomalies flagged before they ever hit a human desk. This collapses the gap between sales, RevOps, finance, and compliance, turning ticket handoffs into agent-mediated workflows with audit trails built in. Who stands to gain the most? Fintech, marketplaces, or any regulated vertical ready to turn rock-solid risk controls into smooth buying journeys without increasing losses? The laggards? Orgs still drowning in manual approvals and disconnected data. For them, autonomy is going to force a reckoning, modernize or see loss rates and regulatory exposure skyrocket. Big wave number three. Salesforce just rolled out autonomous sales agents, think Einstein SDR and Sales Coach, taking us from AI makes recommendations to AI actually executes. This isn't about replacing reps, it's about unbundling them. Now, always on engagement becomes the job of agents, qualification gets enforced through encoded policy, and reps step in only for the drama, negotiation, multi-threading, pricing, and exceptions. Enablement itself turns into an embedded operating system, not a quarterly event. if you can standardize what qualified really means, turning best practices into agent behavior, not just another enablement deck, you'll unlock consistency and scale. But if your strategy hinges on heroic SDR effort or constantly patching with yet another tool, get ready. Agentification will surface every bit of confusion as operational noise. And then a major philosophical shift from Microsoft. They're making the case that the CRM UI is no longer your system of record. With agents operating out in the wild, across email, calendar, Slack, and every data source you've got, the action layer is now agent mediated. That means the old focus on who filled out which field is obsolete. What matters is who owns the action layer, who reviews the exceptions, and who's accountable for policy drift or rogue execution. RevOps teams now need new dashboards, policy consoles, and escalation playbooks for agents, not just people. So what does all this mean for your architecture and your org chart? Roles are tilting into systems. Prepare for agent ops. A brand new operational backbone that runs across sales, marketing, RevOps, and customer success. This group defines policies, manages integrations, runs evaluations, and owns incident response for all things autonomous. The SDR AE boundary gets redrawn, routine inbound engagement and qualification get automated, AEs become the specialists for ambiguity, negotiation, and complex stakeholder management. Forecasting? It's going upstream. Your earliest signals will live in agent telemetry, response patterns, escalation rates, variance from policy, not just pipeline hygiene, or stage movement. And here's a governance wake-up call. Every agent must have named executive, operational, and compliance owners. The model did it. Will never be an acceptable answer when something goes wrong. Watch for these early warning signs. If you're measuring agent rollout in seats, not outcomes, if your agents run without explicit written policy, if RevOps can't explain why a decision was made, or if data hygiene is still a one-off chore, you're not installing autonomy, you're automating chaos. If I were a CRO this week, I'd launch a strict 30-day agent control plane pilot. No new tools unless they improve permissions, observability, or workflow evaluation. Pick a single flow. Inbound qualification is a perfect candidate. Define your acceptance, rejection, and escalation policies on paper, log every action, review exceptions weekly, and create a single public scoreboard for speed, accuracy, and compliance. Instrument your agents like software. Because in a world of autonomous execution, visibility and trust are your true multipliers. I'll leave you with this. Autonomous revenue capacity is dangerously easy to prototype and deeply challenging to govern. Winners here won't be defined by headcount, but by how fast they can turn clear policy into safe, scalable execution, and by how quickly they learn when to step in, adjust, or hit the brakes. So design for trust, for visibility, and for controllability. The next generation of revenue orgs will be built on the spine of well-governed autonomy, where machines run the play, but humans still own the judgment that matters most. Thank you for joining me on the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If you found value today, share it with your team, subscribe, and remember, the future isn't more agents, it's better systems and sharper, braver leadership. Until next time, I'm Tim Cortinovis. Keep innovating, keep accelerating, and I'll see you out on the frontier.